今日正道嘅主题系要说造就人的好话，第三次讲在神的真理中说话。
Today's sermon topic is wholesome talk, which is helpful for building others up. Part 3.
We speak in the truth of God.
请大家翻开圣经。
Let us open our Bibles.
喺正道意思，我哋首先将几段经文同声同心去诵读出嚟。
Before the sermon, let us read some portions of the Bible together.
在整本圣经当中有一卷的书卷
In the entire Bible, there's a book
特别将道成肉身降世为人的主基督的属性去启示出来的
It particularly reveals to us the character of the Word who became flesh
这卷书卷就是新约圣经的约翰福音
This book is the New Testament book of John
我们首先在约翰福音里面将几节的经文去诵读出来
Let us read some of the verses from the book of John
然后进入今早早上的正道的主题
And then we come to the theme of today's sermon
在神的真理中去说话
And we speak in the truth of God
第一节经文在约翰福音的第一章第一节
The first portion of the Bible is in the book of John chapter 1 verse 1
我们一起读
Let us read together.
请太初有道道与神同在道就是神
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God
第二节经文在约翰福音的一章十四节
The second portion is in John chapter 1 verse 14
我们都一起读出来
Let us read together.
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
第三节经文在一章的十七节。
The third portion is in chapter 1 verse 17.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
律法本是藉着摩西传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的
For the law was given through Moses Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ
另外一节经文在约翰福音的十四章第六节
The other portion is in John chapter 14 verse 6
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不藉着我没有人能到父那里去
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
最后一节经文在约翰福音十七章的十七节。
The last portion is in John chapter 17, verse 17.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢天父，再一次藉着你嘅灵引导我哋回归神你嘅话。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that through your word, you once again guide us into your word.
让我哋对我哋嘅主、我哋嘅神有一个更深嘅认识。
So that we have a deeper understanding of our Lord and our God.
父啊，你唔单止系天地嘅主、天地嘅神。
Heavenly Father, you are not only the Lord and God of heaven and earth.
你唔单止系圣洁、公义。
You are not only the holy, righteous, and loving Heavenly Father.
At the
same time, you are the God of the truth.
May the
precious and holy blood of our gracious Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse
us. May the
Spirit of truth guide us into the truth.
好叫我们能够实践使徒保罗的教导。
So that we can put into practice the teachings of the Apostle Paul.
我们能够效法神的属性。
We can be imitators of the characters of God.
学习神如何讲造就人的说话。
To imitate God, how to speak words that can build others up.
更加成为一个拥有真理的人。
And also become people who have the truth.
以致我们能够在真理当中讲说话。
So that we can speak in the truth.
天父啊，帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, help us.
将这段时间交托给主。
We commit this time to you, Lord.
在主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，在过去的正道当中和大家思想了其实一个很重要的主题。
Brothers and sisters, in my previous sermons, we have reflected on a very important topic.
就是一群圣洁蒙爱的人。
People who are holy and loved.
在神的恩典怜悯当中效法神的属性。
In the grace and mercy of God, we are imitators of God's character.
弟兄姊妹，当我每一次思想这个焦点的时候，
Every time when I reflect on this focus,
我自己就深受感动。
I am greatly stirred in my heart.
想起怎能如此。
And I consider how can it be.
本来是污秽不洁的罪人。
I was a filthy and unworthy sinner.
竟然能够成为天父上帝所爱的儿女。
But amazingly, I become a child of the Heavenly Father who is loved.
更加在我们一生活着这段日子。
And also in the days while we are alive.
竟然能够效法这位天地的主，天地的神。
We can be imitators of this Lord and God of heaven and earth.
这份实在是奇异的恩典。
This is indeed amazing grace.
透过神奇异的爱去成就。
It is accomplished through the amazing love of God.
弟兄姊妹，人世间没有一份的恩典比这个恩典更加大。
Brothers and sisters, there is no grace bigger than this in the world.
因为这个世界和其上的情欲有一日都要成为过去。
Because this world and the passions will one day become a thing of the past.
唯有当我们的生命越来越像主的时候呢，
But only when our lives are more and more like that of the Lord.
不单只在活着一段日子，
Not only while we are alive,
我们成为蒙福的人，
We can be people who are blessed,
亦都成为周边的人祝福，
And become a blessing for people around us.
并且在将来更加能够丰丰富富进入神的国，
And also in future we can receive a rich welcome in the kingdom of God.
所以我们恳求天父帮助每一个弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I pray the Heavenly Father will help each and every one of our brothers and sisters.
效法神的样式的确是一件又大又难的事。
To imitate the life pattern of God is surely something very difficult.
但是当我们体会到主的恩、主的爱的时候呢，
But when we realize the love and mercy of the Lord,
我们仍然能够朝着这个标杆直跑。
We can press on toward this goal.
在这里突然间就要问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
At this point, I want to ask you a question.
在上个主日我们分享到一个的主题。
Last Sunday, we shared a topic.
就是在神的慈爱当中讲说话。
We speak in the love of God.
弟兄姊妹有没有想起过去的星期？
Have you reflected on the last week?
我们的的确确曾经讲了很多很多的说话。
Surely we have talked a lot.
但是是不是在神的慈爱当中讲说话呢？
But did we talk in the love of God?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须常常去思想，常常去反省。
We should always consider this and reflect on this.
如果有的话，
If you have,
盼望我们能够恩上加恩，力上加力。
I pray that we will have increasing grace and increasing strength.
如果是没有的话，
And if not,
仍然犯错的话，
And you have been making mistakes,
我们继续在神的恩典当中去不断的学习。
Then in the grace of God, we will continue to learn.
因为神是一个给人有机会的神。
Because God is the God who gives us opportunities.
只要我仍然有生命气息，
As long as we have life and breath,
我仍然可以继续向着这个标杆直跑。
We can still press on towards this goal.
学习神怎样讲说话，
To learn from God how to speak.
今天我们进入一个新的主题。
Today we enter into a new theme.
就在神的真理当中讲说话。
We speak in the truth of God.
我们首先必须问，
First of all, we must ask ourselves,
为什么我要在神的真理当中讲说话？
Why should we speak in the truth of God?
为什么我不可以讲其他的说话？
Why can't I speak otherwise?
首先我们必须问为什么。
First of all, we must ask why.
为什么我的一生岁月里面，
Why in the entire course of our lives,
我不单止在神的慈爱当中讲说话，
We do not only speak in the love of God,
同时要在神的真理当中讲说话，
But at the same time, we have to speak in the truth of God.
我们必须首先问为什么？
First of all, we must ask why.
然后第二方面我们要思想，
And then we have to reflect on this.
我怎样能够在真理当中讲说话？
How can we speak in the truth of God?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样去掌握真理的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if we grasp the truth in this manner,
真理就对我们很有意义了。
then truth is very meaningful to us.
并且我哋能够喺神嘅恩典当中去实践。
And also we can put it into practice in the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，点解我哋要喺神嘅真理当中讲说话呢？
Brothers and sisters, why should we have to speak in the truth of God?
第一个原因。
The first reason.
就喺刚才我哋正道之前所读嘅几节经文提醒我哋一件事情。
It is reminded to us through the verses that we read at the beginning of the sermon.
因为神本身就是一个真理的神。
Because God Himself is the God of truth.
当圣经启示太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神的时候。
When the Bible tells us that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
一路延伸到主耶稣基督去自我启示的时候。
And then it extended to the point when the Lord Jesus revealed Himself.
我们很清楚认识一件的真理的事实。
We clearly know this fact about truth.
神本身就是真理。
God Himself is the truth.
神是一个真理的神。
God is the God of truth.
而更加重要是什么呢？
And more importantly,
这个真理的神，
This God of truth,
从永恒到永恒，
From everlasting to everlasting,
神说的每一句说话，
Every word that God has spoken,
都是真理，
Is truth.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个对我们非常非常重要的启示。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important reminder to us.
神是真理的神。
God is the God of truth.
他一直在真理当中讲说话。
He has continued to speak to us in the truth.
引申到我们就要认识我们自己了。
And then by extension, we have self-realization.
弟兄姊妹，究竟我们是什么的人？
What sort of people we are?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须认识当我们因信耶稣基督之后。
We must realize that because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
除了我是天父上帝的儿女之外，
aside from the fact that we are the children of the Heavenly Father,
究竟我是一个怎样的人？
What sort of people we really are?
圣经的启示非常非常之清楚。
The revelation in the Bible is very clear.
使徒保罗提醒我们，
The Apostle Paul reminds us,
若有人在基督里，
If anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过。
The old has gone.
都变成新的了。
The new has come.
跟住讲咗个好重要嘅信息。
And then he told us a very important message.
这新人系照着神嘅形象做嘅。
This new creation is created in the image of God.
有真理嘅仁义和圣洁。
It has the truth, righteousness, and holiness.
啊，弟兄姊妹，呢个就俾我哋非常非常宝贵嘅提醒。
It gives us very precious reminders.
唔单止系神系真理嘅神。
Not only is God the God of truth.
从永恒到永恒，佢喺真理当中讲说。
From everlasting to everlasting, he has continued to speak in the truth.
倘若我真在基督耶稣里成为新造的人的话，
If we are new creations in Christ Jesus,
我同样成为一个有真理的基督圣徒。
Then similarly, we are Christian saints who have the truth.
亦都因为这个缘故，
And also because of this reason,
在我一生活着的岁月，
In the days while we are alive,
同样应该是真理当中讲说话。
Similarly, we have to speak in the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这个是理所当然的。
Brothers and sisters, this is reasonable.
因为我们有真理的地位。
Because we have the stand of the truth.
我们有真理的生命。
We have the life of the truth.
我们有真理的神。
We have the God of the truth.
所以我们应该理所当然在真理当中讲说话。
Therefore, reasonably, we have to speak in the truth.
但这里也都给我们一个非常宝贵的提醒。
But this also gives us a very precious reminder.
倘若我冇因为因信耶稣基督成为有真理嘅人嘅话呢？
If through the faith in Christ Jesus, I have not become a person of the truth,
我根本就唔可能喺真理当中讲说话。
Then it's impossible for me to speak in the truth.
因为我根本冇真理嘅生命。
Because I do not have the life of the truth.
我冇真理嘅地位。
I do not have the stand of the truth.
我又如何能够喺真理当中讲说话呢？
How can I speak in the truth?
所以求主帮助我哋。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
既然我们是圣洁蒙爱的一群，
Since we are the holy and dearly loved children,
既然我在基督耶稣里真真实实成为新造的人，
Since we are truly new creations in Christ Jesus，
一个有真理生命的人的时候，
People who have the life of truth，
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生里面必须建立的标杆，
Then we must establish this goal in our lives，
就是竭力追求一生在真理当中讲说话。
We must make all efforts to speak in the truth，
效法神的样式，
To imitate the life pattern of God。
第二个原因，为什么我们要在真理当中讲说话呢？
Secondly, why should we have to speak in the truth?
原因，因为这个是神所喜悦的事情。
The reason is this is something that is pleasing to God.
神不单止自己在真理当中讲说话，
God does not only speak in the truth himself.
祂也都喜悦祂的教会。
He also is pleased when his church
喜悦佢嘅仆人，
when his servants，
喜悦每一个天父上帝嘅儿女，
when every one of the children of the heavenly father，
喺真理当中行事，
does everything in the truth，
喺真理当中讲说话，
speaks in the truth，
呢个系神永恒不变嘅旨意，
this is a constant unchanging will of God。
喺度我同大家睇两段嘅经文，
now let us read two portions of the Bible，
俾我哋有更深嘅提醒，
so that we have a deeper understanding。
是提摩太前书，
First Timothy，
使徒保罗和提摩太的一番的说话，
The words from the Apostle Paul to Timothy，
一番的提醒，
His precious reminder。
第一段经文在新约圣经提摩太前书三章的14-15节，
The first portion is in First Timothy chapter 3 verses 14-15。
找到的我们都一起读，
Let us read together。
停，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你，倘若我单言入狗，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
弟兄姊妹，神的真理何等宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, what precious reminder of the truth of God.
神的教会不是属世的团体。
The church of God is not a worldly organization.
神的教会是永生神的教会。
The church of God is the church of the living God.
永生神的教会有一个特色。
There is a characteristic in the church of the living God.
就是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎样知道这间教会是主的教会？
Brothers and sisters, how can we tell this is the church of the Lord?
是神的教会。
It is the church of God.
是神所喜悦的教会。
It is the church that is pleasing to God.
是神的家。
It is the household of God.
一个很明显的标记是什么呢？
A very obvious sign, what is it?
教会必须高举神的真理。
The church must uphold the truth of God.
教导神的真理。
It must teach the truth of God.
实践神的真理。
It must put into practice the truth of God.
持守神的真理。
It must uphold the truth of God.
这间就是神所喜悦的教会。
This is the church that pleases God.
否则只是成为一间的会堂来的。
Otherwise, it is just a hall of congregation.
甚至成为魔鬼撒旦的插窝。
Or even it can be a den of thieves of the devil Satan.
这个是非常非常宝贵的提醒。
This is a very precious reminder.
第二段经文在提摩太前书的第六章。
The second portion is in First Timothy chapter 6,
20-21节,
verses 20-21.
我们都一起读出来。
Let us read together.
请提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道、似是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。愿因为常与你们同在。
Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and in so doing have wandered from the faith. Grace be with you.
弟兄姊妹，这两节经文就是使徒保罗再一次提醒他所深爱的属灵儿子提摩太。
Brothers and sisters, these two passages are the reminders of the Apostle Paul to his beloved son Timothy.
不单止神所喜悦的教会需要有真理，
Not only does the church that pleases God have the truth,
神所喜悦的神的仆人，
and the servants that are pleasing to God,
同样需要高举真理。
Similarly, have to exalt the truth,
教导真理，
teach the truth,
持守真理，
uphold the truth,
实践真理，
and put the truth into practice.
否则就不是基督耶稣的仆人。
Otherwise, they are not the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
可能只能够成为人的仆人。
Or they can only be servants of man.
甚至乎撒旦的工人。
Or even the workers of Satan.
这个是非常非常大的悲哀。
This is indeed lamentable.
末世这种情况很普遍。
This is very common in end times.
所以我们必须在神的话语里面被提醒。
Therefore, we must be reminded in the word of God.
神不单止在真理当中讲说话，
God does not only speak in the truth,
神更加喜悦他的教会，他的仆人。
God is also pleased when his churches and his servants,
亦都喜悦他自己的儿女。
And also he is pleased when his children,
在真理当中说话，
speak in the truth,
在真理当中行事，
and do everything in the truth.
当然更加有神的应许。
And also, it comes with the promise of God.
留意刚才经文的二十一节最后一句。
Take note of the last statement in verse 21.
使徒保罗提到一件事。
The Apostle Paul reminds us of this.
就是愿因为常与你们同在。
Grace be with you.
当教会成为有真理的教会。
When the church has the truth.
当神的仆人成为有真理的仆人。
When the servants of God have the truth.
当神的儿女成为有真理的神的儿女的时候。
When children of God have the truth.
神的恩惠必常与我们同在。
Grace is always with us.
不代表着我们一帆风顺。
It doesn't mean that we have smooth sailing all the time.
不代表我们毫无困难。
It doesn't mean that we do not encounter difficulties.
但神的恩典怜悯必定与我们同在。
But God's grace and mercy is surely with us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the age.
好，第三方面的原因，为什么我们在真理当中讲说话呢？
Thirdly, why should we speak in the truth?
为什么我们在真理当中行事呢？
Why should we conduct ourselves in the truth?
因为它带来一个非常非常宝贵的恩典。
Because it will bring about a very precious grace.
在以弗所书的第五章二十六和二十七节。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verses 26 and 27.
使徒保罗提到，当我们在真理当中行事的时候。
The Apostle Paul tells us that when we conduct ourselves in the truth.
我们能够得着几方面的奇异的恩典。
We can receive amazing grace in different aspects.
几方面生命的恩典。
A few aspects of our life.
我们一起都将这几节经文去读出来。
Let us read these verses together.
请要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，作个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
弟兄姊妹，这两节经文给我们非常非常宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, these two verses give us very precious reminders.
当神的教会有真理的时候，
When the church of God has the truth,
当神的仆人有真理的时候，
When the servant of God has the truth,
当神的子民有真理的时候，
When the people of God have the truth,
当我们在真理当中行事的时候，
When we conduct ourselves in the truth,
当我们在真理当中讲说话的时候，
When we speak in the truth,
竟然有几方面的恩典。
Amazingly, there are a few aspects of grace.
这几方面的恩典，第一个恩典是什么呢？
The first aspect of grace,
弟兄姊妹，何等奇异的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what amazing grace.
第一个恩典就是能够成为圣洁。
The first aspect of grace is that we can become holy.
弟兄姊妹， 基督圣徒不单止地位上成为圣洁。
Brothers and sisters, Christian saints are not only holy positionally.
事实上，我们的生命、我们的生活、我们的人生，同样可以成为圣洁。
As a matter of fact, our life, the way we live our daily life, they can also become holy.
如果我们拥有真理的话
，If we have the truth.
啊，弟兄姊妹，人类的悲哀是乜嘢呢
？Brothers and sisters, but what is so woeful about mankind?
一个 BB 仔嚟到。
When a baby is born to the world,
表面上真的很可爱
it looks like he is very lovely.
但是事实上一个很残酷的事实
But it is a very cruel fact.
一个悲哀的人生去开始了
A lamentable life is starting.
为什么我这样说
Why do I say this?
因为一个婴孩出生的时候
Because when a baby is born,
他是带着一种罪的性情在他里面
He comes with a sinful nature.
人世间有啲嘅道理
，There are many teachings in the world，
叫做人之初性本善。
It says that the original nature of mankind is good。
但好可惜，圣经从来冇咁嘅启示。
But sadly, the Bible does not reveal it like that。
圣经好清楚讲论到
，The Bible tells us clearly，
人之初性本恶。
The original nature of mankind is evil。
虽然一个婴孩好细小，佢未懂得犯罪。
Although a baby is very young and he doesn't know how to commit a sin.
但好遗憾佢里面嘅生命嘅属性。
But sadly, the nature within him.
根源来自亚当夏娃。
The root comes from Adam and Eve.
所以佢里面有好多生命嘅败坏系存在着嘅。
Therefore, a lot of corruptness in his life is there already.
里面有好多生命嘅杂质。
A lot of impurities in his life.
但更加悲哀系乜嘢咧
？But what is more lamentable?
因为佢活喺一个撒旦掌权嘅世界。
Because he lives in a world that is under the control of Satan.
一个撒旦已经污染咗个世界。
A world that is polluted by Satan.
所以喺佢一生嘅岁月里面，成长嘅日子里面咧。
Therefore, in the days while he is growing up,
好多嘅思想观念
，a lot of thoughts and concepts
都系扭曲嘅
，are all distorted.
扭曲嘅人生观、价值观
，a distorted worldview and value.
扭曲嘅道德观、婚姻观。
A distorted view of moral and marriage.
扭曲的工作观、侍奉观。
A distorted view of work and serving the Lord.
都不可以避免。
They are all unavoidable.
在他的思想观念里面。
And also in his thoughts and concepts.
很多不正确的地方。
There are a lot of faults.
很多有偏差的地方。
A lot of things that have deviated.
所以我们发觉人的一生。
Therefore, we realize that in entire life of a person.
最后落在圣经的描述当中。
At the end, it is as described by the Bible.
一个二人都没有。
There is no one righteous.
都是犯罪作恶、污秽不洁的罪人。
They are all sinners who sin and do evil.
原因他生命里面有问题。
The reason is because there is a problem with his life.
原因他的思想观念有问题。
The reason is because there is a problem with his thoughts and concepts.
原因他在活在一个充满试探诱惑的世代当中。
And because he lives in a world which is full of temptations.
所以每一个人都在这样境况当中。
Therefore, everyone is in this situation.
即使有人立志为善。
Even when some people are determined to do good.
但是一个很残酷的事实。
But this is a very cruel fact.
就是只是行出来由不得我。
But he cannot carry out the good that he wants.
但弟兄姊妹当我们成为天父上帝的儿女的时候。
But brothers and sisters, when we become the children of the Heavenly Father.
当我们有真理的地位和生命的时候。
When we have the position and life of the truth,
如果我们能够真正掌握真理的话,
if we can truly grasp the truth,
一个生命的神迹开始发生了,
a miracle of life will start to happen,
就是我们开始里面的生命,
and our life within us,
能够不断的更新而变化,
can start to be continually renewed by transformation,
本来是充满邪情私欲的,
it used to be filled with sinful desires,
但是能够在真理之下的日子更新
But in the truth, it can be renewed day by day.
能够脱去旧人， 穿上新人。
We can put off the old self and put on the new self.
唔单止咁样。
Not only that.
因为当我哋拥有真理嘅时候咧。
Because when we have the truth.
我嘅思想观念同样开始更新而变化。
Our thoughts and perceptions can be renewed by transformation.
开始有圣洁嘅思想同埋观念。
We can start to have holy thoughts and perceptions.
所以弟兄姊妹留意一个拥有真理嘅人咧。
Therefore, when a person who has the truth.
佢唔单止拥有圣洁嘅地位
，Not only does he have the position of holiness，
但系喺真理之下
，and also in the truth，
佢嘅生命开始成为圣洁
，his life will start to become holy，
佢嘅思想开始成为圣洁
，his thoughts will start to become holy，
所以佢嘅生活就可以开始圣洁
，therefore his life can start to be holy，
佢嘅人生能够活喺圣洁当中
，his life can be in holiness。
哦，顶之会。真理唔单止有呢个果效
，Brothers and sisters, the truth does not only have this effect.
真理本身有一个更大嘅恩典系乜嘢呢
？The truth has also a greater aspect of grace.
真理里面带着生命嘅能力。
The truth comes with the strength of life.
呢种生命嘅能力来自乜嘢呢
？Where does this strength of life come from？
来自真理嘅圣灵。
It comes from the spirit of truth.
弟兄姊妹，边度有真理
？Brothers and sisters, wherever there is the truth,
边度就有真理嘅圣灵同在。
Then there is the presence of the spirit of truth.
因为有圣灵嘅恩膏能力嘅时候咧，我哋有生命嘅力量。
Because with the anointing and power of the spirit, we have the strength of life.
能够实践真理。
To put the truth into practice,
成为一个名副其实圣洁嘅人
，so that we can be people who are holy through and through.
所以书念嘅妇人曾经咁样形容先知以利沙。
Therefore, the Shunammite woman described the prophet Elisha like this.
佢看得出以利沙系圣洁嘅神人。
She could see that Elisha was the man of God.
因为以利沙系一个拥有真理嘅人。
Because Elisha was the man who had the truth.
他是一个宣讲真理的人。
He was a person who proclaimed the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹第一个恩典是几宝贵。
Therefore, how precious is this grace?
神的真理能够使我们成为圣洁。
The truth of God can help us to be holy.
第二方面的恩典是什么呢?
What is the second aspect of grace?
使徒保罗在这里提醒到。
The Apostle Paul reminds us here.
就是这个人这个教会。
This person, this church.
能够可以献给神。
Can be presented to God.
可以献给神包括两方面的意义。
The meaning of being presented to God have two aspects of meaning.
第一个意义是什么呢?
What is the first meaning?
就是能够同神之间有个亲密无间的关系。
We have an intimate relationship with God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神几盼望亲近我们。
How God desires us to draw near to him.
但人与神要有亲密无间的关系呢?
But for man to have an intimate relationship with God,
一个很重要的渠道是什么呢?
The most important channel is,
就是我们必须拥有真理。
We must possess the truth.
因为是神是真理的神。
Because the God is the God of truth.
人有一句说话叫做道不同不相为谋。
There's a Chinese saying that if we don't have the same goal, we cannot work together.
只有有真理的人。
Only people who have the truth.
才能够同有真理的神有一个亲密。无间的关系
Then he can have an intimate relationship with the God of truth.
否则即使我们成为天父上帝的儿女
Otherwise, even if we become children of the Heavenly Father,
我们同神的关系仍然是疏离的
Our relationship with God is still distant.
所以在约翰福音的十五章
Therefore, in John chapter 15,
主耶稣用了葡萄树和枝子的比喻讲出一个很宝贵的真理
The Lord Jesus uses the comparison as the vine and the branches.
就是主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
The Lord is the vine, and we are the branches.
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
Those who remain in him, he will remain in them.
跟着主耶稣讲了一句很重要的说话。
And then the Lord Jesus tells us something very important.
常在我里面的。
Those who remain in me.
我的话也常在他里面。
My word will be remain in him.
意思是什么?
What does that mean?
如果我们真的要跟主有一个亲密无间的关系的话
If we want to have an intimate relationship with the Lord,
我们必须拥有真理。
We must possess the truth.
有真理的基督圣徒。
The Christian saints who have the truth,
就能够同神之间有一个亲密 無間嘅關係。
Can have an intimate relationship with God.
當然第三方面嘅恩典係乜嘢咧
？What is the third aspect of grace？
就可以獻給神嘅時候。
When we are able to be presented to God，
代表住呢個人呢、這個教會係神所悦納嘅。
It means that this person, this church is pleasing to God。
弟兄姊妹喺聖經啟示非常之清楚。
Brothers and sisters, the revelation from the Bible is very clear。
神所喜悦嘅唔係千千嘅公羊、萬萬嘅油禾。
What God is pleased with is not thousands of rams and tens of thousands of rivers of oil。
神最喜悦嘅係乜嘢呢
？But what is God most pleased with？
就是听命胜于献祭。
That is to obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。
And to obey is better than the fat of rams.
但只有有真理的人才能够听命。
But only those who have the truth can heed God's teaching.
有真理的人才能够顺从。
Only those who have the truth can obey.
所以当一个人拥有真理，他成为圣洁的时候。
Therefore, when a person possesses the truth and becomes holy,
他能够同神之间有个亲密无间的关系。
He can have an intimate relationship with God.
他都成为神所喜悦的一个人。
And also, he becomes someone who is pleasing to God.
当然第四方面的恩典是什么呢？
What is the fourth aspect of grace?
就是能够荣耀神。
That is, we can glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，我们唱荣耀归于真神。
Brothers and sisters, we sing the hymn Glory be to the true God.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给我们的主，我们的神。
We hope that all the praises and glory be ascribed to our Lord.
但如果我们真的要荣耀归主的话
But if we really desire glory be to God
我们必须因着真理成为圣洁
We must become holy through the truth
因着真理和神之间有个亲密的关系
We must have an intimate relationship with God through the truth
因着真理得蒙神喜悦
We must be pleasing to God through the truth
弟兄姊妹我们活在这个世界的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we are alive in this world
就能够好像明光照耀
We can shine like stars in the universe.
能够将一切的荣耀颂赞归于神。
We can ascribe all glory and praises to God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，点解我哋要喺真理当中讲说话
？Brothers and sisters, why should we speak in the truth?
因为呢个系我哋生命嘅本质。
Because this is the true nature of our lives.
亦都系因为透过呢啲嘅情况。
It is also through this situation
我们得着神丰盛的恩典
that we can receive the abundant grace of God
成为圣洁
to become holy
与神亲近
to draw near to God
蒙神喜悦
and to be pleasing to God
荣耀归神
and ascribe all glory to God
是不是莫大的恩典
How great grace this is
但最后我们要思想一个范畴
and finally we have to reflect on this
究竟我们怎样能够成为一个真正拥有真理的人
How can we become people who truly possess the truth?
我刚才一而再的强调
Just now I emphasized time and time again
只有拥有真理的人
Only those who possess the truth
才能够在真理当中讲说话
Can speak in the truth
弟兄姊妹啊如果我们不能够拥有真理的话
Brothers and sisters, if we do not possess the truth
我们绝对不可能在真理当中讲
Then it is absolutely impossible for us to speak in the truth
我们只能够在血气当中讲说话
We can only speak in the flesh
我们只能够讲很多人的道理和人的说话
We can only speak in the way of human teaching and philosophy
所以怎样能够成为一个拥有真理的人呢
Therefore, how to become people who have the truth
就是一个很重要的课题
This is a very important lesson
在提摩太后书当使徒保罗勉励提摩太的时候
In 2 Timothy when the apostle Paul encourages Timothy
他提醒到一件很重要的事
He reminds him of something very important
一个人要拥有真理的话
For a person to have the truth
一方面当然是神自己恩典的作为
On the one hand it is the gracious act of God
透过圣灵的重生
Through the rebirth of the Holy Spirit,
透过神的恩典的临 在。
Through the presence of God's grace,
人先能够成为一个真正有真理的人。
Then a person can become a person truly have the truth.
但是同一时间，
But at the same time,
使徒保罗提醒我们，
The Apostle Paul reminds us,
我们必须有四方面的实践的行动。
We must take four aspects of action to put it into practice.
这方面四方面的行动我们都有实践的话呢？
If we put into practice all these four aspects,
我们才能够名副其实，
Then we can be truly
成为一个有真理的人。
Become people who have the truth.
第一方面的行动是什么呢？
What is the first action?
就在提摩太后书的三章十五到十七节。
It is in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 to verse 17.
使徒保罗提醒一个非常非常重要的行动。
The Apostle Paul reminds us this very important action.
就是回归圣经。
That is to come back to scripture.
唯独圣经，只有圣经。
Scripture alone and Scripture only.
弟兄姊妹，在整个教会历史直到如今，
Brothers and sisters, in the entire history of the church until now,
在救恩门外的人当然没有真理。
Those who are unsaved, surely they don't have the truth.
但是很多时候在基督耶稣里的人同样没有真理。
But very often, those who are in Christ Jesus, similarly, they don't have the truth.
原因是什么呢？
What is the reason?
很多时候就是个焦点有所偏差。
Very often the focus is wrong.
在世界上很多的追求。
In the world they have a lot of pursuits.
但却没有诚诚实实归回神自己的话语当中。
But they have not sincerely come back to the word of God.
当圣经讲神的道就是真理的时候。
When the Bible tells us the word of God is the truth.
个同义词只有一个。
There is one synonym.
就是唯独圣经，只有圣经。
That is scripture alone and scripture only.
神用了超过1600年的时间。
In the span of more than 1600 years.
透过几十个神的仆人。
Through tens of prophets of God.
完成了他的启示。
God finished his revelation.
完成了他的说话。
God completed what he wants to say.
就是这本摆在我们手头上的圣经。
And this is the Bible that is in front of us.
弟兄姊妹，记住，唯独圣经，只有圣经。
Brothers and sisters, remember, scripture alone and scripture only.
即使一些很好的神学理论的书籍，
Even very good books about theology.
一些很好的释经书，
A very good Bible description.
一些很好的属灵书籍，
Very good spiritual books.
弟兄姊妹，留意这件事。
Remember this.
那些都不是真理来的。
These are not the truth.
真正好的神学的书籍，
The truly good theology books.
好的释经书，
Good books that expound the Bible.
好的属灵书籍，
Good spiritual books.
唯有当他们能够引导人归回圣经，
Only when they can guide people back to the Bible.
一个释经学者曾经有一个很好的提醒。
A theologist once gave this good reminder.
就是他所写的释经书。
And all the books expounding the Bible.
很多很多人去使用。
Many people use them.
很多人很多人去观看。
Many people read them.
他说提了一个很重要的事实。
He mentioned this very important fact.
就是如果这本释经书，
If this book expounding the Bible.
能够引导你诚诚实实归回圣经的话，
Can guide you sincerely to come back to the Bible.
他就达到他的果效。
Then it has fulfilled the effect.
但如果不是的话呢？
But if not,
这本释经书就成为人的网络。
This book expounding the Bible becomes a snare.
弟兄姊妹，非常非常宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very precious reminder.
我自己就曾经落在这样的错误当中。
I have once been in this mistake.
当我蒙恩归主之后，
After my conversion to Christ,
基督的爱大大感动激励我。
The love of Christ greatly stirred me.
我开始对真理很有追求。
I started to have pursuit in the truth.
我就开始去一些书楼看很多属灵的书籍。
I started to go to Christian bookshops to read a lot of books.
我看了数以百计的神学理论的书籍。
I have read hundreds of books of theology.
数以百计的释经书籍。
Hundreds of books expounding the Bible.
当我蒙主呼召的时候，
When I was called by the Lord.
当我将自己奉献了给主的时候，
When I committed myself to the Lord.
当我打算全时间侍奉主的时候，
When I planned to serve the Lord full time.
当时我就作出一个决定，
At that time I made this decision.
我要进入神学院，
I want to go to theology college.
当我亦将这个我自己认为大喜的信息，
with this news that I thought to be a great news,
同我個牧者去分享嘅時候，
when I shared it with my pastor,
佢只係語重心長問咗我一個問題。
He sincerely asked me this question.
你要全時間侍奉主。
You want to serve the God in full-time ministry.
你要進入神學院。
You want to go to Bible college.
你完完整整睇过一次圣经未
？Have you read the Bible in its entirety once？
顶节目，我当时好记得我自己嘅感觉系好大嘅震撼。
At that time, I was shocked.
我已经睇过几百本嘅神学书籍。
I have read hundreds of theology books.
我已经睇过几百本嘅圣经书籍。
I have read hundreds of books expounding the Bible.
我已经睇过无数嘅属灵书籍。
I have read numerous spiritual books.
我唯一就未完整睇过一次嘅圣经。
But the only thing was that I had not read the Bible in its entirety once.
一个咁嘅人就话要去全时间侍奉神。
A person like this was saying he wanted to serve God full time.
何等嘅悲哀！
How woeful it was.
但神的恩典,
But God's grace.
我再遇到第二个神的仆人,
And I met the second God's servant.
就是当人带着很多生命上的问题,
When a person comes with a lot of problems in life.
很多生活的问题,
A lot of problems in their daily lives.
很多侍奉中的问题,
A lot of problems in serving the Lord.
很多真理的问题,
A lot of problems concerning the truth.
当这些问题去到这个神的仆人面前的时候呢,
When these problems come to this servant of God,
他只做一件事,
he only did this.
不是去抄释经书,
he did not try to search in his spiritual books.
不是去打开那些神学理论的书籍,
he did not open the theology books.
他是诚诚实实打开圣经,
but he sincerely opened the Bible.
从圣经当中去找答案,
from the Bible he would try to find the answer.
从圣经当中去找真理,
from the Bible.He would try to find the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这个影响了我以后的侍奉的路程。
This affected my entire course of serving the Lord.
所以有六年的时间。
Therefore, there were 6 years.
我每天跪在主的面前。
During which every day I would kneel before the Lord.
用六到八个钟头去诚诚实实归回圣经。
Every day, 6 to 8 hours, I diligently read the Bible.
以致真理的圣灵在我生命当中有工作。
Therefore, the Spirit of Truth had mighty work in me.
我开始才能够掌握真理。
I started to grasp the truth.
否则的话呢?
Otherwise,
满脑子都是头脑知识。
All my mind was filled with head knowledge.
这个就是末世教会的悲哀。
This is what is woeful in end-time churches.
很多知识理论我们知道。
We know a lot about knowledge and theories.
很多学说我们知道。
A lot of teachings we know.
唯一得不到的就是圣经所启示的真理。
But the only thing we lack is the truth as revealed by the Bible.
所以求主帮助我们。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
唯有圣经都是神所默示的。
The scripture is God-breathed.
不单止叫我们因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Not only does it give us the wisdom of salvation through the faith in the Lord Jesus.
更加能够于教训督责使人归正。
But it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting,
教导人学义,
and training in righteousness,
都是有益的,
beneficial to all these,
叫我们得以完全,
so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped,
预备行各样的事,
for every good work.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹,
therefore I encourage you, brothers and sisters,
也都提醒弟兄姊妹,
and remind you, brothers and sisters,
要成为一个真正拥有真理的人,
to become people who truly possess the truth,
有一个行动每天都要做的, 一定不能够逃避,
there is an action that we must take every day,
就是诚诚实实打开神的话,
we must open God's word in sincerity,
藉着圣灵大能的工作,
through the mighty work of the Holy Spirit,
引导我们进入真理当中,
we are guided into the truth.
第二个实践的行动是什么呢?
What is the second action that we must take?
就是使徒保罗同样在提摩太后书提醒的。
It is what the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy.
在第二章的20节和21节。
In chapter 2, verses 20 and 21.
就是要脱离卑贱。
We have to cleanse ourselves from ignoble purposes.
弟兄姊妹，神嘅真理系圣洁嘅。
Brothers and sisters, the truth of God is holy.
人嘅生命必须成为一个圣洁嘅地土。
We must have holy soil.
先能够承载呢啲圣洁嘅真理。
In order to receive this truth of holiness.
所以使徒保罗提醒我哋。
Therefore, the apostle Paul reminds us.
人若自洁脱离卑贱嘅事。
If a man cleanses himself from the latter,
才能够成为一个圣洁的器皿,
then he can be instrument for noble purposes.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们不能够脱离卑贱的话,
Brothers and sisters, if we cannot cleanse ourselves from ignoble purposes,
靠着主的宝血来洁净我们,
through the precious blood of the Lord, we are cleansed.
亦都脱离那些容易缠累我们的罪,
and also we are away from the sins that so easily entangle us.
我们不可能掌握真理,
then it's impossible for us to grasp the truth.
就会应验咗主耶稣基督嘅提醒。
We will fulfill what the Lord Jesus reminded us.
就系成为心蒙油脂。
That is our heart are calloused.
耳朵发沉。
Our ears are dull.
眼睛闭着嘅人。
And our eyes are closed.
睇好似睇见。
It seems that we can see,
却冇真正嘅睇见。
But we do not actually see it.
听好似听见。
We seem to listen,
却冇真正听见。
But we do not truly hear.
知道好似知道。
We seem to know,
却不明白。
But we don't understand.
哦，这个就是很大的悲哀。
This is truly lamentable.
所以第二方面的属灵的行动，实践的行动是什么呢？
Therefore, the second aspect that we have to put into practice,
每日必须有一些时间。
Every day we must commit some time.
在主面前安静。
We have quiet time before the Lord.
省察我自己的软弱和失败。
Examine ourselves in our weaknesses and failures.
求主的宝血洁净。
And we ask for the forgiveness of the precious blood of the God.
也都靠着主的恩典。
And also through the grace of the Lord,
脱离那些缠累我们的罪。
We can be away from the sin that entangles us.
否则好似听到的真理。
Otherwise, we seem to hear the truth.
好似睇到的真理。
We seem to see the truth.
最后只不过成为头脑的知识。
But at the end, it is mere head knowledge.
只能够在嘴巴讲出来。
We can only profess it in our mouths.
却不能够在生活当中实践。
But we cannot put it into practice in our lives.
第三方面的行动是什么呢?
What is the third action?
就是必须我们要立志遵行。
We must desire to obey.
哦，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督有很宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus has a very precious reminder.
听了真理的人会产生两种的人。
After hearing the truth, there are two types of people.
一种是聪明人，一种是愚拙人。
The first is the wise and the second is the foolish.
聪明人就是听了去进行的。
The wise are those who listen and they put into practice.
愚拙人就是听了不去行的。
But the foolish are those who listen but they don't obey.
聪明人能够将他的根基建立在磐石上。
The wise can build the foundation on the rock.
愚拙人就将他的根基建立在沙土上。
But the foolish build the foundation on the sand.
所以弟兄姊妹有一件很重要的事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, there's a very important thing.
我们不单只要归回圣经。
Not only do we have to come back to the Bible.
我们不单只要脱离卑贱。
Not only do we have to cleanse ourselves from ignoble purposes.
我们更加需要立志谨守遵行。神自己的真理。
We must desire to obey and put into practice the truth of God.
所以主耶稣基督有很宝贵的提醒。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus has a very precious reminder.
你如果若常常遵守我的道，
If you constantly obey my word,
你们就必晓得真理。
And you will know the truth.
就真是主的门徒。
Then you are truly the disciples of the Lord.
使徒雅各也都提醒我们。
The Apostle James also reminds us.
当人听道而不行道的话，
If he only hears it but not put into practice,
最后一无所有。
At the end, he has nothing.
所以第三方面的行动是
Therefore, the third action is
谨守真理，遵行的真理。
Desire to obey the truth and put into practice.
第四方面的属灵行动是什么呢？
What is the fourth action?
就是使徒保罗提醒提摩太。
It is as what the Apostle Paul reminds Timothy.
在提摩太后书的第一章十二到十四节呢？
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 12 to 14，
提醒他要用信心、爱心，靠着圣灵，牢牢守着神的道。
He reminds Timothy that with the heart of believing the Lord and loving the Lord and through the Holy Spirit, guard the good deposit He has been entrusted to him.
弟兄姊妹，为什么使徒保罗有这样的提醒呢？
Why does the Apostle Paul have this reminder?
弟兄姊妹，原因是即使我们归回圣经，
The reason is even when we come back to the truth，
即使我们脱离卑贱，
Even if we cleanse ourselves from ignoble purposes，
即使我们谨守遵行神的真理，
Even though we desire to obey the truth of God，
但在一些境况之下呢，
But in some situations，
真理忽然间会失去的，
We suddenly lose the truth，
一个不可思议的现象。
This is inconceivable.
原本有真理的人，
People who originally have the truth，
原本实践真理的人，
People who originally put the truth into practice，
有一天忽然间没有真理的。
One day, suddenly, he does not have the truth.
在教会的历史当中，这种情况常常出现。
In the history of the church, this happens time and time again.
很多神的仆人曾经几十年的岁月，
Many of God's servants in a number of decades,
不断宣讲真理，持守真理。
They continue to proclaim the truth and put the truth into practice.
但突然间在一些境况之下呢，
But suddenly, in some situations,
忽然间他所讲的和以前的刚刚相反。
Suddenly, what he is saying now is the polar opposite of what he has been saying in the past.
讲的不再是真理。
What he is saying is not the truth.
竟然是撒旦的歪理。
It is the deception of Satan.
竟然是人的道理。
It is the philosophy of man.
为什么会有这样的情况出现呢？
Why does this happen?
原因是同一个字有关。
It is related to one word.
这个字就是怕字。
It is fear.
弟兄姊妹，原来当人一惧怕惊惶的时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, when a person fears,
原本拥有的真理，
The truth that he had
会忽然间消失于无形的，
will suddenly vanish.
在平安稳妥的日子，
in times of safety and security,
我们可以持守真理，
we can stand firm on the truth.
但在困难危险的时候，
but in difficulty and challenges,
当我们一害怕的时候，
when we are afraid,
我们就落入了魔鬼的网罗当
中， we fall into the snare of Satan.
真理就在我们生命当中流失，
then truth will disappear in our life.
一个很真实的例子，
a true example,
就是使徒彼得的例子，
is the example of the apostle Peter.
弟兄姊妹，使徒彼得有没有真理？
Brothers and sisters, did the Apostle Peter have truth?
使徒彼得当然有真理。
Surely the Apostle Peter had the truth.
因为当主耶稣问一班的使徒，
Because when the Lord Jesus asked his disciples,
你们说我是谁的时候，
Who do you say I am?
唯有彼得，
Only Peter,
他能够讲得出，
He could say this,
你是基督，
You are Christ,
是永生神的儿子，
The Son of the living God.
当时主耶稣称赞彼得，
At that time, the Lord Jesus commanded Peter,
你所得的启示是从天父上帝而来的。
The revelation you have is from the Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，使徒彼得是一个拥有真理的人。
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle Peter was someone who had the truth.
他真正认识主耶稣基督。
He truly knew the Lord Jesus.
但是在一些困难的环境之下，
But in some difficult situations,
在一些危险的境况之下，
In some risky situations,
当他面对一个侍女的时候，
When he was facing the servant girl,
当他面对一些仆人的时候，
When he was facing some servants,
他竟然三次发咒起誓不认主基督。
Three times he made a vow that he did not know the Lord.
什么真理都没有。
He did not have any truth at all.
弟兄姊妹，奇不奇特这种现象？
Is it strange?
所以使徒保罗就提醒提摩太。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul reminded Timothy,
要用信主的心。
With the heart of believing the Lord,
爱主的心,
and loving the Lord,
靠着圣灵,
and through the Holy Spirit,
不再惊惶, 不再害怕,
no longer be afraid or terrified,
牢牢守着神的真理,
and guard the truth of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不能够牢牢地守着的话呢？
Brothers and sisters, if we cannot guard the truth firmly,
有一天当我们发觉我们宣讲真理的时候，
One day when we realize that when we try to proclaim the truth,
我哋发觉当我哋喺真理当中讲说话嘅时候，
when we realize that when we speak in the truth,
当我哋面对一啲艰难挑战嘅环境嘅时候，
when we face challenges and difficulties,
当我哋一怕嘅时候，
when we are afraid,
真理就失去噶啦，
then the truth will disappear.
所以弟兄姊妹要成为一个真正拥有真理嘅人。
Therefore, to be people who truly have the truth,
有四方面的行动是我们一生需要持守。
There are four actions that we have to keep practicing.
第一就是诚诚实实归回圣经。
Firstly, is to sincerely come back to the Bible.
唯独圣经，只有圣经。
Scripture alone and scripture only.
第二就是恒常自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
Secondly, is continue to cleanse ourselves from ignoble purposes.
第三就是立志谨守遵行神所启示的真理。
The third is to desire to obey the truth of God.
第四靠着圣灵牢牢地守着真理。
Fourthly, through the Holy Spirit, we guard the truth firmly.
能够刚强壮胆。
So that we can be strong and courageous,
牢牢的守着,
to guard it safely.
所以弟兄姊妹求主帮助我们。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
真的要说造就人的好话。
We have to speak wholesome talk that is helpful for building others up.
一点都不容易。
It's not easy at all.
但因着主爱的激励呢?
But being compelled by the love of Christ,
我们愿意付上代价。
We are willing to pay the price.
我们追求在神的慈爱中说话。
We pursue to speak in the love of God.
我们追求在神的真理当中讲说话。
We pursue to speak in the truth of God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们同心祈祷。
And let's pray.
天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢天父对我哋嘅恩典、怜悯同埋丰盛嘅慈爱。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, mercy, and abundant love for us.
你从来冇放弃过我哋。
You have never forsaken us.
喺我哋一生嘅岁月。
In all the days of our lives.
你使万事都互相效力。
You cause everything to work for the good.
更加藉着你嘅话。
And also through your word,
来建立我们的生命,
you build up our lives,
能够效法主的属性,
so that we can imitate the pattern of the Lord.
天父啊, 我们知道这是有大有难的事情,
Heavenly Father, we know this is very difficult,
但我们深信我们在主的恩典当中的时候,
but we deeply believe that in the grace of you,
我们凡事都能够做,
we can do everything,
靠着爱我们的主,
through the Lord who loves us,
我们能够得胜有余。
We can be more than conquerors.
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
让我哋带着一份饥渴慕义嘅心。
Through the heart of thirsting and longing for righteousness.
常常将你嘅真理藏喺我哋生命当中。
We constantly hide your truth into our lives.
以致我哋能够成为圣洁。
So that we can become holy.
我哋能够与神亲近。
We can be close to the Lord.
我哋能够蒙神喜悦。
We can be pleasing to God.
我哋能够荣。要归于神。
We can ascribe all glory to God.
天父啊，帮助我哋。
Heavenly Father, help us.
我哋喺主面前将我哋每一个都交托俾主。
We commit each one of us to you, Lord.
愿主亲自建立我哋。
May you build us up yourself.
我哋喺主面前同心感恩、仰望、祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.